This is GIS News. Coming up, partnerships established to boost education sector at Diaspora Conference, Ministry of Health to purchase 10 new ambulances, and changes coming for GSAT and CSEC exams. The news in detail after this message.
Zika fever is a disease caused by the Zika virus, ZikV, and is spread by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include mild fever, rash, headache, conjunctivitis or redness of the eyes, joint and muscle pain, and weakness. Protect yourself from ZikV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Now the news. The 2015 Jamaica Diaspora Conference has cemented partnerships which will help strengthen the country's education sector. Junior Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Arnalda Brown gave details of some of the initiatives at a press conference on Wednesday.
We had the Ministry of Education in collaboration with the Diaspora, who will be hosting summer camp initiative in July of this year, and that initiative is being supported by the USAID. And to the tune of $250,000, where over 500 youngsters will be trained in literacy and numeracy.
The summer camp initiative will be held at the Cedar Grove Academy in Portmore, the College of Agriculture, Science and Education in Portland, and the Sam Sharp Teachers College in St. James. In the meantime, five Jamaican teachers will visit the Loma Linda University in California this summer to receive training in science, technology, and engineering.
And next year, the faculty of Loma Linda will come to Jamaica, where they will train 100 teachers in this particular area of emphasis.
Five teachers were also trained at Loma Linda in the summer of 2014. This was facilitated by the Diaspora Education Task Force, which had its genesis in the 2013 conference. The 2015 Diaspora Conference, held from June 13 to 18 in Montego Bay, was the largest since its inception in 2004. 2,282 persons participated in this year's conference. The Ministry of Health will be adding 10 new ambulances to its fleet to improve services in the health sector. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson signed a contract on Wednesday with Toyota Jamaica Limited for the purchasing of the ambulances.
The procurement of these ambulances, therefore, while complementing several other activities, will assist to fill some of the existing gaps where transporting patients is concerned. In addition, we have signed off on two new ambulances to be procured through Chase Fund. Very shortly, I'm also going to be handing over two buses to be used as part of the mental health program.
The contract, which is valued at over $81 million, was signed during a press conference at the Jamaica Diaspora Conference. Dr. Ferguson adds that six additional ambulances will be sourced through the program for the reduction of maternal and child mortality. The Health Ministry purchased 19 ambulances in 2013. And the Ministry of Education is reporting that strong technical and vocational education programs have been introduced in 110 of 168 secondary schools over the past 2 years. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says by 2017, two major changes will be implemented at the GSAT and CSEC levels.
By 2017, there are two changes that are going to take place. One at the GSAT level, and at the CSEC level, you're going to have to take an oral examination in language in order to be able to succeed. And secondly, that you must take some examination in English, mathematics, establishing a level of competency, and in one marketable skill, at least one marketable skill.
Minister Thwaites adds that the practical applications and competences in science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics are vital for employment opportunities and national development. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.